This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli troops found Hamas weapons and combat gear in Al-Shifa Hospital in the Gaza Strip during a search on Wednesday, Chief Israeli Military Spokesperson Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari said. The Army simultaneously released a video that it said showed some of the material recovered from an undisclosed building within the large hospital complex, including automatic weapons, grenades, ammunition, and flak jackets. Hamas, which is battling Israeli forces within Gaza, dismissed the announcement as lies and cheap propaganda. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Moviegoers filled into a Tel Aviv theater for an emotionally charged film, made even more so by the death of its director, who was killed in the October 7th attack by Hamas militants. Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener reports.
Yahav Winner's short film, The Boy, was influenced by a Hamas rocket attack he witnessed years ago that killed his best friend's father instantly. A scene from the film involving characters taking shelter during a rocket raid drew tears from the audience. The film was due to be released last month, but Winner himself died at the hands of Hamas when militants stormed into the Kfar Aza kibbutz where he lived. Winner, his wife Shiley Atari, and their baby daughter hid in their safe room. When militants looked to smash through a window, Winner had held it tightly shut, giving time for Atari to flee with the baby.
Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener. The UN Security Council has approved a resolution calling for urgent and extended humanitarian pauses and corridors through the Gaza Strip after four failed attempts to respond to the Israel-Hamas war. The vote was 12-0 with the U.S., Britain, and Russia abstaining. This is VOA News. A hospital director in Haiti says a heavily armed gang burst into the facility and took hostage women, children, and newborns. The founder and director of the Fontaine Hospital Center pleaded for help via social media. He confirmed the incident in a brief message exchanged with the Associated Press, saying the hospital is in great difficulty. The hospital has been considered an oasis in a community overrun by gangs that have unleashed increasingly violent attacks against each other and civilians. U.S. President Joe Biden and his Chinese counterpart are meeting in California, a summit with far-reaching implications for a world dealing with wars, economic problems, and other issues. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
After shaking hands at a country estate outside San Francisco,
to host you in the United States is a great honor and a pleasure.
The president and Xi Jinping opened their first talks in more than a year.
It's paramount that you and I understand each other clearly, leader to leader, with no misconceptions or miscommunication.
To ensure a competition does not veer into conflict. Through an interpreter, she noted both men bear heavy responsibilities for the world and for the good of the world.
Planet Earth is big enough for the two countries to succeed.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Among California's farmers and ranchers, the recent return of the long-absent gray wolf means a return to a fears of livestock losses. From Tulare County, California, VOA's Robin Guess reports.
Livestock are a billion-dollar industry here, and losses are never taken lightly. The gray wolf brings new challenges. Scientists say the animals recently returned to California forests and now number 50. The human-wildlife conflict is a problem seen the world over, from Thailand and India, where communities contend with tigers, to Botswana, Kenya, and Tanzania, where lions are sometimes a threat to livestock and people. The solution is often death for these predators. Robin Guess in Tulare County, VOA News.
Prime Minister Rishi Sunak said he would pass an emergency law and warned Britain could quit the European Human Rights Convention after Britain's top judges dealt him a major blow by ruling against his plan to send asylum seekers to Rwanda was unlawful. After the Supreme Court said his flagship immigration policy could not proceed as it was, Sunak said he was working on a new treaty with Rwanda and would bring in an urgent law to declare the East African nation a safe destination for migrants. Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.